This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
If someone asked you to name the greatest gymnast of all time, you'd know the answer. It's Simone Biles, which is kind of funny because most of us know very little about gymnastics. Our understanding is often limited to it's bad if they fall, but everyone knows that Biles is the greatest. What makes her the greatest? I can't make you a gymnastics expert in 10 minutes, but I can help you understand why Biles is such a singular figure, both of the gymnastics world and beyond. The first thing you need to know is that Biles is human. When people talk about her greatness, they can treat her like a flawless perfection robot, but she's not. She hates the uneven bars. She doesn't always stick the landing on the vault, and she fell off the balance beam at this year's Olympic trials. But she is incredibly strong in ways I can't fathom. I talked to Danielle Smith, host of The Ringer's Black Girl Songbook. She wrote a feature on Biles in The Undefeated, and I asked her what stuck the most from her experience covering Biles at the 2018 World Championships in Qatar.
And I was watching her at this moment that I'm thinking of getting onto the uneven bars. And you know, she stands there, and then her coach has to lift her up. They all, you know, all the coaches lift the girls up to the bar. And you can see her when she's being lifted. She's not in the same room with us anymore. She is in a whole other place. I asked her for the piece, what are you thinking about in these moments? And she said, nothing. And I said, what does that mean, thinking of nothing? And she said, I'm thinking, don't die.
Biles has said Tokyo could be her last Olympics. That means this could be our last chance to watch Biles go to that whole other place. We have a chance to watch the greatest of all time, and we have a chance to appreciate everything that makes her so great. This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day, gymnastics. Gymnastics is really a bunch of smaller sports grouped into one. There are four apparatuses in women's gymnastics: the vault, the uneven bars, the balance beam, and the floor exercise. Each has its own elements, skills, and techniques. Some gymnasts specialize in one apparatus, hoping to medal in that specific event. But the biggest prize is the all-around competition, where gymnast scores on every apparatus are added up. The gymnast who wins is a jack of all trades. Not necessarily the best at each apparatus, but the one who's the most well-rounded overall. Heading into the 2016 games, no woman had won the all-around gold and an individual apparatus gold since 1996. And then came Simone Biles. In Rio, she won the all-around and the floor exercise and the vault. At the most recent World Championships in 2019, Biles improved on that already unheard of achievement. She won the same three golds she won in Rio and gold on the beam. This is ridiculous. In Sunday's qualifying round, Biles became the first woman since 1992 to qualify for all six gymnastics finals in one Olympics. She is so close to assembling a gymnastics version of the Infinity Gauntlet.
One to go.
And that's far from the only ridiculous thing about Biles. Most women who win all-around gold medals are teenagers, 16 or 17. When Biles won all-around gold at age 19, she was the oldest woman to do so in almost 30 years. Biles is now 24. If she wins in Tokyo, and she's going to win in Tokyo, she'll be the oldest Olympic all-around champion since 1968. That brings up the most ridiculous thing about Biles. It's not just that she's the best at almost everything. It's not even that she stayed the best while redefining her sport's aging curve. It's that she somehow keeps getting better. Since 2016, Biles has debuted three signature elements, one on the beam, one on the vault, and one on the floor. Here's the Biles on floor from Nationals in June.
Take a look at this opening tumbling pass. Two flips, three twists. Never been done before. It is called the Biles. Wow.
Each gymnast routine has a difficulty score and an execution score, which combine to create a total score. The difficulty score is predetermined based on the specific elements being performed. The execution score is based on, well, the execution. The Biles 2 on floor has the highest difficulty score possible. The vault she will debut in Tokyo has the highest provisional difficulty score ever. This is why I said Biles doesn't have to be perfect. Her difficulty scores are so high that she can make mistakes and still win gold. But her greatness transcends her routine. It's easy to get lost in the technical details of what makes Biles the greatest, but Biles is extremely keyed into those details.
She's very, very intense. She's very focused. She knows the math of her sport. She knows the art of her sport. She disciplines herself to about very small things, like you say, certain very small technicalities and difficulties. Like one of the things she's has been very disciplined about over the years is shortening, say just on floor, shortening the amount of time it takes her to run up to enough speed to do the amount of flips and things that she wants to do.
That's Smith again, talking about how Biles always appears in control. It's especially striking in a sport where the competitors are young girls whose every move is often dictated by their coaches. Gymnasts historically haven't been given much latitude to control their training or speak out in public.
And those girls, you know, they're 15, 16, 17 years old. They're just formulating ways to articulate who they are and who they are in the world and things like that. And Simone's like, I've seen all that. I've watched it, and I'm not that. I'm a grown-up lady. I've been in this sport long enough to change coaches.
Biles wants the world to know how she feels.
Most young women don't even get to be in the sport long enough to make a change like that. They're not even in the sport long enough to grow up to be, you know, older than college age. So it's actually wonderful to see her speaking up like this and letting people know who she is, period.
Biles is one of the women who was sexually abused by former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. In 2018, Nassar was sentenced to up to 175 years in prison after more than 150 women came forward with accounts of his abuse. Biles said that one of the reasons she wants to keep competing is to prevent those in charge of gymnastics from moving on and forgetting what happened. As it turns out, the one thing more remarkable than Biles' competitive achievements is her voice.
I think probably when I was speaking to her, you know, it was on the heels of the abuse scandal. I think USA Gymnastics was really, you know, in a tragic and painful upheaval and mess. She felt very betrayed by the sport. But I think she also, and I think that it's one of the reasons why she's still in the sport. It's one, because she loves it, but two, because she feels a responsibility to it. I think she wants women's gymnastics to have a voice. She wants people to know their struggle and their pain as much as they know the triumphs.
So what makes Simone Biles the greatest? It's her versatility. It's her longevity. It's her ability to combine incredible power and athleticism with stunning precision and grace. It's her strength to keep improving when she was already the best, and her strength to keep going through physical and emotional pain. Simone Biles won't be perfect in Tokyo, but she doesn't need to be perfect. She just needs to be Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast of all time. I'd like to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Rinaldo, who literally made these episodes. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman and Arjuna Ramgopal. I'd especially like to thank The Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. And I'd like to thank you for listening.